There are restaurants with years of history here in the Queen City. We'll explore that history and answer Kaylin Snyker's question, what is the oldest restaurant that is still operational in Charlotte? Let's go back in time and learn more about that history today on FAQ City. Hey, I'm Alexandra Watts. Welcome back to another episode of FAQ City, where we answer any questions you have about the Charlotte region. If you've been uptown, chances are you've eaten at or passed by Green's Lunch.
We are Charlotte's oldest restaurant. I don't think there's that many restaurants that are that old around in North Carolina.
That's Joanna Sakotis, whose family has owned the restaurant since the 1970s. Being around for almost 100 years, the restaurant has a rich history. So let's go back to vintage Charlotte. Imagine Charlotte in 1926. The uptown skyline isn't completely built up yet, and there's not a light rail. But there are trolley cars. Women in cap-sleeve dresses and men wearing straw boater hats fill the streets, and there isn't a mask in sight. But if you look on the map, good old Tryon Street is still there. And on 4th Street, you'll see a hot dog stand that was opened up by Robert Green that same year.
He only sold the hot dogs, mustard, ketchup, and onions, potato chips, and Coke bottles.
Green wanted to open up a place that could serve people on their lunch breaks, especially those who worked in mills and manufacturing. His son's wife helped run the restaurant, and Sakota says she developed its famous chili recipe. She took over the restaurant after a divorce settlement. In the mid-1970s, Sakota's family bought it. They made some changes, including adding more space and slightly changing up the menu.
My father added slaw to our hot dogs. Eventually, now the hot dogs are mustard, ketchup, chili, onions, and slaw. That means all the way. And in 1989 is when I bought it from my father.
Tom Hanchett, a Charlotte historian who runs the History South website, says the way Green's does its hot dog is unique to the region.
If you go to Green's Hot Dogs, you ask for a hot dog all the way, not with everything, all the way, and you get one with chili and coleslaw. And not every part of the United States has coleslaw on its hot dogs. We do.
Hanchett says the restaurant industry's history ties into the city's history, and each restaurant tells a story of how Charlotte developed.
The restaurant history here, a lot of it goes back to Greek immigrants who came around the turn of the last century, up through the middle of the 20th century, and got into selling produce first and then got into restaurants. So a lot of our oldest restaurants are Greek immigrant restaurants.
Not all of those Greek immigrants opened up Greek restaurants. Let's take another trip back to 1952. This time we're at the Open Kitchen, an Italian restaurant Christina Sciurra's family opened.
We're Greek. We are not Italian. We are Greek from Greece. My grandparents, they say my grandmother was the first Greek woman in Charlotte.
Her father was born in Charlotte, but moved the family to D.C. for a stint. When they came back, her father and uncle opened Open Kitchen, which is still open today.
Well, when they opened in Charlotte, there was no Italian food, no pizza, just, you know, Southern food. And it's kind of amazing now because, you know, everybody thinks of pizza as just a staple, a lasagna. It's nothing exotic. But at the time, in the early 50s, it was quite new, especially in Charlotte.
Located close to Uptown, the restaurant has been around for families for generations. And she says half their customers are regulars who grew up here at the checkered red tables.
We have two booths that are like these coveted positions, you know, to be seated. They just have to sit there because they dated there. And it would be, you know, the late 50s, early 60s. And, you know, and they're bringing their grandchildren. Their grandchildren are dating at the restaurant because they have grown up there.
Any conversation about the Charlotte food scene, its history, present, or future, is not complete without talking to Kathleen Purvis, a longtime food editor of the Charlotte Observer. A few years back, she compiled a list of the longest-serving restaurants in Charlotte for the paper.
I was looking at that before this interview and realized at least two of them are gone now. But they didn't go because of COVID-19. One of them, the land was sold. And so that was the Philadelphia Deli. And then I also noticed another place is up for sale or getting ready to close as well. Mr. K's is up for sale. So we don't know what their fate will be.
Charlotte has grown and continues to expand and change. But some of these restaurants, like Green's, have continued to serve food throughout major events.
We've been here 95 years. We've gone through recessions, depressions, World War II, Watergate, Vietnam, 9/11, segregation, Black Lives Matter. I mean, we've gone through everything, and we're still here standing and stuff. And we're planning on being here for a long, long time.
And there's another event that can be added to that list, the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Of course, this has impacted older and newer restaurants in the area. And when we come back from a quick break, we'll look at this impact and see what comes next. Stay tuned. Hey, FAQ City listeners. On this episode, we took a time machine back to 1926, but we've also taken a car to Greer Heights and gone all the way back to the 1700s and the times of Queen Charlotte. So what year should we go to next? Submit any questions you have to WFAE.org, and we'll do our best to find the answers on FAQ City. While you're at it, make sure to subscribe to the podcast for free on Apple Podcasts, NPR One, or wherever you find podcasts so you can hear the next episode as soon as it's available. We look forward to answering your questions in future episodes. But now, back to the show. Hey, welcome back to FAQ City. We've talked about the history of some famous Charlotte restaurants, the hot dogs at Green's and the pizza pie at Open Kitchen, but in 2020, North Carolina banned in-person dining due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Today, we take another step. North Carolina bars and restaurants will be closed to sit-down service and limited to only takeout or delivery orders starting at 5 p.m. today.
Joanna Sakotis says Green's Lunch had to change their hours.
Our normal hours are Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 3, and Saturday from 9:30 to 2, and we're open for all Panther home games. But now with COVID, we're only open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 1:30. We're normally open on Saturdays. However, now with COVID, we're not. Hopefully, COVID will be gone soon and we can open up on Saturdays again.
Many people who work uptown are now working at home, meaning a once reliable lunch crowd is no longer there.
We work a lot with all the office buildings, Duke Energy, the banks. So it has affected us extremely. I mean, a big, big difference in our business because, like I said, all the office buildings and the banks are all closed.
COVID-19 restrictions canceled the restaurant's 95th birthday celebrations, but they're excited for their 100th anniversary, and they're also giving back to charity and frontline workers during this time. Over at Open Kitchen, Christina Skiris says the pandemic has not been easy.
Well, we cried a little bit in the beginning, but we turned one room into a little factory, and that's where we put together bags, for all the takeout. We did takeout, cut the staff down, cut people's hours. But everyone was there. Nobody said, I'm going to quit. Everyone did what they could to help. So that makes a difference.
Open Kitchen and Green's still do takeout orders. And because they have such a faithful customer base, one that has been formed over generations, they have fared okay.
But we're doing good. Business is picking up. Weekends are good. People are getting out. And now that Governor Cooper changed capacities, well, not for restaurants. We've been at 50%. But gatherings and people seem a little more willing to go out.
As restrictions loosen up in North Carolina, what happens next remains to be seen. And like everyone, these businesses are wondering what happens next. On March 5th, one of the restaurants, Mr. K's Soft Ice Cream, on the list of oldest restaurants in Charlotte that Kathleen Purvis wrote, closed its doors after its owner retired. She says that prior to COVID, older restaurants were still at risk of closing.
We are starting to lose some of those older restaurants. And the thing I always remind people is these are small restaurants, they're family owned, and if you want them around, you have to support them. Some beloved little restaurant was closing. People would call up just, you know, all upset. And when we say, well, when is the last time you went there? And they'd say, oh, 2 years ago, or gosh, I haven't been there in years. Well, guess what? That's why it closed. You got to support what you want your city to have, or it won't be there.
I hope you're not too hungry after that episode of FAQ City. Thanks for tuning in. If you have a question about Charlotte, ask us. You can submit it on wfae.org/FAQ City, and we might just answer it in an upcoming episode. Listen to more FAQ City episodes by subscribing to us on Apple Podcasts, the NPR One app, or wherever else you get podcasts. While you're at it, go ahead and give us a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. And if you want to support this podcast even further, make a contribution in any amount to sustain WFAE's journalism today. Just hit the donate button on WFAE.org. Until next episode, stay safe and take care. I'm Alexandra Watts.